Unit 12. Earth. SOS. Twelve A. Exercise 2. Page 98. A.
Petition to protect wildlife from noise pollution. Noise pollution is really bad for animals. We ask the government and industries to work together to achieve quieter vehicles and industrial machinery, noise barriers near main roads, quiet areas for marine animals, stricter regulations for ocean-based industries.
Keep the noise down. Human beings generate a lot of noise. Noisy cities, noisy transport, and noisy industries. It can be hard at times to adapt to this modern trend, but it is especially hard for wildlife. Man-made noise pollution has a serious effect on animals in a wide variety of habitats. Let's take a look at what it is exactly that troubles them. Birds like the European robin communicate by singing, but urban traffic noise is drowning them out. In a 2007 study, it was noted that the robins were forced to sing at night to make themselves heard, even though it meant changing their sleep patterns. A New Mexico study involving scrub jays, whose home was situated near gas wells, found that the noise distracted the birds from their usual practice of collecting and burying pine tree seeds for the winter. This has resulted in pine trees disappearing from the area. Land animals are affected too. The mating call of the Australian eastern banjo frog can normally be heard 800 metres away. However, in very noise-polluted areas, this figure is reduced to just 14 metres. Because of this, some frogs make their call higher to be heard. But this puts off the females, who prefer a deeper call. Noise can also make animals less social in general. Prairie dogs in Colorado that were exposed to loud traffic noise preferred to stay in their burrows. And when they did come out, they were so anxious that they interacted 50% less than usual. Underwater communication is vital for marine animals to navigate and to choose their migration routes. Both whales and dolphins talk to each other with songs and clicks, but sonar testing, which uses sound waves under the water to locate objects, disturbs them. Since the 1960s, in 40 incidents involving whales washed up on beaches, 28 have been linked to the use of sonar. It is we humans that create all this noise. It's changing animals' behaviour and could end up affecting entire ecosystems. So, we need to keep the noise down. Then we'll be helping to protect the natural environment and the creatures that live in it.
C.
Dear Mr. Gray, I am writing to complain about the noise levels created by the new motorway in my area. I live at 23 Featherstone Way, which is one of the roads most severely affected by passing traffic. I understand that your department is responsible for noise control in our town and would remind you that the council promised to build noise barriers by the sides of the motorway almost a year ago. So far, this has not been done, and I find I am unable to put up with the traffic noise any longer. Kindly let me know what action the council proposes to take to deal with this problem. I look forward to an early reply. Yours sincerely, Carol White.